Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf kuf aleph. We're holding the second line from the top of the yomid where the Gemara begins Tanu Rabbana. Now, the Gemara is going to focus on the entire daf virtually exclusively on the famous story that took place at the times of Hakamas HaMishkan, where the unfortunate happened, and that is, originally there were supposed to be five Kohanim doing the Avodah, Aharon and his four sons, Nadav Avihu and Elozav Isamar. We all know that Nadav Avihu unfortunately passed away that day, and who now has to do the Avodah? Aharon and Elozav and Isamar. I'm just going to quickly read through some of the psukim so that you get a feel for the background of our Gemara. So it says in Parashas Shmini, we're now talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 7 days of Miluim had just passed. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is now the official day where they inaugurated the brand new Mishkan to bring Kabonais for throughout the time in the Midbar. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayidabra Moshe el Aharon ve'Elozer ve'Elisamar Bonav Hanaisarim. Moshe is addressing Aharon and Elozer ve'Elisamar. Oh, now is the time to go and do the special Avodah that we're going to do today, because today is the official inauguration day of the Mishkan. So, Kechuas HaMincha Hanisaris Mishe Hashem V'yichlu Matzis Etzel Mizbeach. Go and take the Karban Mincha. It's a very, very unusual Karban. Normally a Karban Mincha is a private Karban, a Karban Yochid. Here there was a Minchas Tzibur, a Kodshe Sho'a, a once-in-a-time, once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. Bring the Karban Mincha, and V'achaltem Oysa B'makom Kodesh. Eat it. Who? Ata Kichok V'chav V'necha Hi. You, Aharon HaKohen, together with your children. Where are you going to go and eat it? You're going to go and eat it B'makom Kodesh. That means in what we call the Azara, but really within the Chotzer. They didn't have an Azara in the times of the Mishkan. You have to eat within the Chotzer because it's a special Choyk. Kichein Tzuvesi. This is what I command. Kichein Tzuvesi. And besides the Karban Mincha, Veis Chazeyat Nufa Veishoyk HaTruma, also the Chaz Veishoyk of the Karban Shlomim, also special Karban, being brought today, because today is the inauguration of the Mishkan. Go and bring a Karban Shlomim. And as we know from the Karban Shlomim, the Kehanim get the Choz of the Shoit, Veis Chazeyat Nuvi, Yeshekatruma, Toichelu B'mokim Tohar. Also you have to eat it there in the Chotzer. Normally you can eat it throughout the Machne, but this is special. Atu B'nech V'nisech, Itoch, Kichoch, B'nech V'nechim, etc. Where should you go and eat it? We just said. And it says at the end, Shekatruma V'chazeyat Nuvi, V'hoi L'cholu V'nech, Itcho, Kasher Tzivu Hashem. So we already had one Kichein Tzuvesi, that was by the Mincha. Now we have a Kasher Tziv Hashem by the Karban Shlomim, by the Chaz V'Shoik. And V'Esir HaChatos, Doresh Dorash Moshe B'nei Soirav. That day they also brought a Karban Chatos. We'll see in Yetchim Gemara shortly that there were three Chatois that were brought on that day. But this Chatos that we're talking about was the Chatos Rish Chodesh. Because every time, every single Rish Chodesh, as part of the Musaf, in the Shemoneh Esrei, and as part as the Karban Musaf, not only did they bring additional oilos in addition to the Karban Tamid, they also brought a Karban Chatos. And we all know that Chazal tell us this Chatos is special, Chatos L'Hashem, Tim Mechaper on Miyata Levana. So that's a very, very interesting, esoteric, Kabbalistic type of Gemara, a Kabbalistic concept. But bottom line is, every Rosh Chodesh they brought a Karban Chatos. And what happens? Veisira Chatas Doresh Doresh Moshe. Moshe inquired, Vinei Soiraf, and he heard that it was burned, that instead of the Kohanim, Aharon, and Elozav Isamar, eating from that Karban Chatas, which is what you're supposed to do with every Karban Chatas, Chitzoina, they didn't eat it, they burned it. Moshe Bene got so angry. Vayikzoif al Elozav al Isamar, Bene Aharon, and Isarim Lamer, Madulai Chaltim as a Chatas, and Kremakov, why didn't you eat it? Kodesh Kadoshimi, you can't go and start burning karbanis. You got to go and eat the karbanis. What happens? Hein lehuva es dama ela kodesh benima. The blood didn't go into the kodesh benima. What is that all about? Hein lehuva es dama ela kodesh benima. See, Gemara is going to go and explain. We had already by the parsha of the Karban Chatas, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, that if a person wants to be super frum, so to speak, and he's bringing a regular Karban Chatas, and he says, I don't want to just bring this Karban Chatas on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, I want to go and bring the Karban Chatas blood into the Heichal, and perhaps go and spritz it in front of the Peroiches and on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. You're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to do it those very select kabbonis, such as on Yom Kippur, or Parat HaMishul Tzibur, or Parat HaKoyin HaMashiach, or Seir Avoyed HaZorah. But otherwise, the Dam Chattas is on the Chitzayin. But he decided, Shtein Pos V'chol Chattas, Ashi Yuva Midoma El Oil Moib, the Chaper HaKoyinish, Lo Yisei Ochel Ba'esh Tisareif. This is Apostle of Carbon. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now saying, somewhat rhetorically to Aharon, the blood didn't come in here to the Heichal, did it? Because then I understand why it was burnt. But that didn't happen, right? So, third time tzivoy. We had one by the Mincha, kasher tzuveisi, one by the Karm Shlom, chaz v'shoi, kasher tziva Hashem, and here once again by the Karm Chatas, kasher tziveisi. Didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, go and eat it? Why was it burned? Vayidabra Harno Moshe, Harn Akoyin says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein Hayoim Hikrivus Chatosam Yes Oilosam of Ne'ashem, Vatikrena Oisi Ko'ela. If we would have brought today the Chatos and Oila, would you say the same thing that we should have gone and eaten from the Karm Chatos? V'yichalte Chatos Hayoim, if I would have eaten from that Chatos, Hayita Be'ene Hashem, would Hashem have been happy? Not clear what Aharon is referring to. Why shouldn't you have eaten it? Well, why is he saying, if we would have eaten from that chatas, v'chalti chatas ayoyim, hayita b'ein Hashem, and Hashem would have been happy. V'yishma Moshe, Moshe heard this, and he said, v'yita b'ein of Aharon, I made a mistake. Oide v'loi voish, you were right, I was wrong. You did the right thing in burning this carbon chatas. Why? Ochol toichlu oisa, k'chein tzuveisi, kasher tziva Hashem. Three times kasher tzivaisi. So the Gemara is going to now tell us a little bit more about the background and what happened. Why does it say three times the tzivoy? One mincha kichein tzivaisi, one by the shlom kasher tziva Hashem, and finally by the karban chatos kasher tzivaisi. What's this all about? So the Gemara is now going to address it, and we're going to have a couple of pshatim, as you will see. So says the Gemara. Tanur Rabban, second line from the top of Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. Kichein tzuveisi, kasher tziveisi, kasher tziva Hashem. Now the Gemara explains each one of these three lishayis. Kichein tzuveisi ba'aninus yechluha. This is talking about eating the carbon mincha. It says in the pasuk, like we said before, v'shtein pasuk, k'chus ha'mincha v'yechluhu matzois eitzel ha'mizbeach ki koyish kadoshim hi. And then it says kichein tzuveisi. Make sure to eat that carbon mincha. Well, why do you have to go and say kichein tzuveisi? The Mefoshim explain, every posik in the Torah kamat, you could go and end off kasher tziva Hashem, kichein tzuveisi, kichein tzuveisi. It does say kasher tziva Hashem a number of times in the Torah, but it doesn't say it at the end of every single posik. It usually says it after something momentous or something very exceptional. Here in the same parasha of Tem Psukim, we repeat the same tzivoy three times. What is this all about? Oh, kichein tzuveisi is written by Ninus Yechula. Even though Aharon HaKohen and his two sons, unfortunately, were all oinanim that day, because Aharon's two sons, the other Nadab Avihu, and Elod V'Yisrael's two brothers, both of them had never passed away that day, is the chadin of oinanus, as we had in the Gemara, aninus, I should say, v'achrisa kiyoy mar, and we already had in the Gemara that an oinan is not allowed to go and eat kodshim. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Aharon HaKohen, I know that you're all oinanim. It says Befeish in the pasuk. Vayidaber Moshe el Aharon vel Elazar beYisomer hanoisarim. Why hanoisarim? Because the other two had already died. So this is already post mortem after none of Avihu passed away. Go and eat the karbon mincha baninus yechu. I know you're oinanim. Eat it nevertheless. That is the first kichein tzuveisi. What's the kasher tziveisi that we have after that? Which is kasher tziveisi is by the chozavish. This is by the carbon chatos. So if you're more b'shas maisa. Now, what is a b'shas maisa? This b'shas maisa is a little bit ikar chosim and hasefer. If you look at the Rashi fourth line from the top, b'shas maisa doesn't mean now at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu scolding Aharon about the carbon that the carbon chatos was burned, but rather b'shas maisa. Kishe'ira lehem aninusam, when the aninus hit, in other words, when Nadav Avihu passed away, Om lehem, So Moshe Rabbeinu told them at that time, Rabbi Isai, meaning Aharon, and the two, Elozri Samar, Shlo yimnu me'achilas kochim ayoim. Even though normally an oinein is not allowed to eat from kochim. No, you're supposed to eat the kochim today. Sheshama bi'agvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe Rabbeinu beferish, and Moshe Rabbeinu is now just repeating what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shecholuk aninus hayoim bekochim mishar yomim. Today is different than all other days. In other words, what we call hayras sha'a. Today you eat the kabbanis. Even though you're all oinonim, normally an oinon doesn't eat kachim, today you eat the kabbanis. Don't even think about it. Kishrosh and Nisrafa, now by the chattis, when he heard, Dorash, Dorash, Moshe, Abinei Soiref, that it was burned. Amalehem, Achol Teichlo Aisa, Hoyilehem Loicha, Hoyilehem Loicha, you should have eaten it today. Kashit Siveisi Eschem Bishas Maisa, like I was mitzava you b'shas ma'isa, meaning initially after Nodav Aviu passed away, and you had your initial shailas and avelas, what should we do, what shouldn't we do? Today, of course, you have a whole bunch of svarim and books, laws of mourning, hilchas avelas. They didn't have any of those svarim at that time. The only poisik that they had was Moshe Rabbeinu hearing Mipui Agvura. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't care what you know about Gan Shas and you know about hilchas aninus. Today, you should go and eat it. So this B'Shas Maisa means at the time that they passed away. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave the initial halachas, what are you supposed to do? Eat your kabbanis today. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is angry. Vayikzev Moshe, why did you burn it? Don't you remember Kashet Tzivetzi B'Shas Maisa? When the two passed away and we told you the Hilchas Oinonis, I told you B'Hilchas Mincha, and the same thing applies to Chatas. You should have eaten it, not you should have burned it. That is number two. That's the Chayn Tziveis. And then we have the Kasher Tziv Hashem. The Shita takes out Omalehem. It says, Kasher Tziv Hashem, Loi me'alai ani oimid. Don't think that I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm saying Chidushim now. I'm being Machadish Nu Halachas. That's what I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly. He told me, "It's I know they're Oinonim, but Yechlua, go and eat." So all three of these Tzivois, each related to a different carbon. This relates to the Mincha, this relates to the Chatas, this relates to the Shlomim. But each time Moshe Rabbeinu said, I got a tzivoy from Kadosh Baruch Hu, go and eat. I'm surprised and I'm upset that you burned the Chatas. This is Braisa number one. Urmini, I'll ask you a kasha. You're telling me, Baninus Yechlua, Zokti Yimura, mit name. Urmini, it says in the Braisa, the Aninus Nisrafa, or there's another gear, says Sarfuha. It's because of the aninus that that's why they burned the carbon chattas. Since you're not allowed to eat the carbon chattas, the only kehanim in the world that were in existence at that time were Aharon together with his two sons, Elozvi Samar, and all of them happened to have been oinonim, so none of them can go and eat from the carbon. So you know what? That's why they burned the carbon chattas.
The Kohen
Gadol is allowed to bring the carbon, but he's not allowed to eat from the carbon. You can tell me, well, where did I take this from? If you'd be so kind, please go back to Daf Tzadik Tet Amud Aleph. Tzadik says, Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud, you'll see about halfway down, Amud Rabba Toshimad, the line begins, Koyin Gadol. Do you see that halfway down? Koyin Gadol, Makriv Oinen. Yes, he can bring the carbon, like you said, he can be Makriv. Ve'enei Oichel, ve'enei Choylik Lechol Erd. He doesn't eat the carbon that day, and even that night when they are divvying up, allocating to all the B'nai Mishmar, the B'nai Beis Av, here everybody gets a portion, a chelik. Kohen Gadol does not get a chelik because he's an oinon. Yes, he's allowed to do the avoider. An oinon can do the avoider. However, he cannot eat from the carbon. Zero. No, Aharon can't eat, and the two brothers can't eat, the two sons can't eat, so nobody can eat. That's why they burned it. That's what it says in this second brisa. The aninos serve for, because that means that's why they burnt. Zokti mar lakach nemar ko'ela. And that's why, in fact, it says in the pasuk ko'ela. Now, where does it say ko'ela? We don't mean the ko'ela that being ko'ela. By the way, I don't mean that ko'ela. But what do we mean? It's number four on your list of the Torah Ora Shalem. Vaidabra Haran el Moshe, hein hayoin hekrivu chatosan v'yes ailosan lefnei Hashem. That's the ko'ela. What is this ko'ela coming to tell us? So Rashi explains, and as we'll see in the Gemara in Yerushalayim, that Aharon HaKohen held that Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, and he held, and we'll see why, after Moshe Rabbeinu said they heard it from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Aharon HaKohen held that he made a mistake, and he said, remember, I'm an Oinin today. If the Maisa, I didn't, the children didn't bring the carbon, I brought the carbon. But even though I, the Kohen Gadol, brought the carbon, I'm not allowed to eat because of that Gemara and Daf Tzadik test. I'm not allowed to eat from that. Is Vatikreno Oisika Eila. Unfortunately, this terrible situation happened. That situation that I'm an Oinen. If I would eat the Chatzis today, I'm an Oinen. Hayita Ben Hashem, would Hashem be happy with that? Hashem would be very upset. And then the next Pasik. Yishma Moshe, Vayita Be'ena. Ah, so therefore, this Chatzis had to go and be burned, according to Aharon, because I'm an Oinen, because I'm not allowed to eat from it. And that's why the Brice said, the Aninus, Surfua, they went and burned the carbon because of the fact that they were oining him, and there was no other option. And that's why he, Aharon HaKohen, was saying, I can't because I'm an oinin. If something like this happens to me, am I allowed to eat from it? This is the end of the kasha. So what is the kasha? I have a stira. The first price is said that it says three times, tzveisi, tzveisi kasha, tzva Hashem, all to emphasize that today is a moratorium. We suspend the normal hilchos aninus that you're not allowed to eat a carbon. Today, Hashem told me directly, yes, eat from the carbonis. And then the next brisa says, no, no. The reason why we didn't eat from the carbonis, the reason why we burned the chatas, betunished. And Rashi adds, and the next pasuk says, v'yishma Moshe v'yita v'ena. Moshe v'ena was, you're right, Aharon HaKohen made a boo-boo. So the two brises are soicer each other. Are they supposed to eat or they're not supposed to eat? So we're going to give two terutz. Terutz number one, Amish Shmuel Lekasha, Ho Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and Ho Reb Nechemia. It's Machlokes Tanoim in the following brayse. The sign of Machlokes in the brayse. Vushtein the brayse, Nei Anina Serfua. Oh, like the second brayse that we just had, that the reason why they didn't eat from the Karm Chatas Vine Soirav, because they were Oinim. And Lekach Nemer Ka'ela. And that's the reason why it says Ka'ela, or like we explained before, and Rashi explains again, Ka'ela meaning, if I would be an oinen on others, in other situations, achatas mit an oila, or any carbon, would a Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to go and eat from that carbon? Ich bin doch ein oinen! And that's what the kavana was. That's the reason why they burned the chatas, because there was nobody else available to go and eat that chatas. All three kehanim were all nebuch oinen. So that's why they went and burned it. Divrem lechem. Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon oimrim, that ne tumen nisrafa. No, no, no. It was not because of aninus. It was because it became tomei. How did it become tomei? The Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis, there was an accident having nothing to do with the ptira of Nadav Avil. There was an accident. That carbon became tomei. Maybe a dead cheretz. Maybe an avela. Doesn't say in the Gemara why, when, where, but it became tomei. Since it's a tomei dika carbon, you can't eat from it. So that's why we went and we burnt it. And now, so you see Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, are the Tanoim of the original Braisa, which said that the reason why it was burned is because of... No. We have in the first Braisa, Baninus Yechlua, you should go and eat it Baninus, and therefore you should not go and burn it Baninus. And the second Braisa said, no, no, Aninus it was burned because they were oining them and they couldn't eat from it. We have the Stira. So the Gemara says that second Braisa, that's from the Chemia, that's in the Aninus Sefur. Because they were oining them, they couldn't eat it, that's why they burned it. The Yehuda of Shimon is the town of the first Braisa. They said, no, no, Baninus Yechlu, they should have eaten it, even though they're oining him. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tzveisi, Tzveisi, go and eat it. They should have eaten from it. Why, Taka, did they burn it? It's because of Neitoma, because it became Tama. So we end for the Braisa by saying it's a Machloikis Tana. But now Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon add, they say, Rabbi Nechemia, with all due respect, if you're going to go and tell me that the reason is because they were oinanim, then they should have burned all three karbonos chatas. What three karbonos chatas? We only mentioned so far one. We had the karbon chatas rish chodesh. But in Mir Hashem, we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit further down that there were two more chatois that were brought that day. One was what we called the seir nachshon, nachshon ben Aminadov. Why did Nachshon ben Aminadav bring his carbon? Because for the next 12 days, all the Nasiim brought their carbonis, and that's what we learned last week on a daily basis. Each Nasi brought a carbon chatas each day. Oh, so that first one, In other words, one of the three on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, in Arbis Medish and many other shuls, they have the minig either to lean from a Sefer Torah or to lean from a Chumash or from a Siddur, that they go and lean every day of the 12 days of Rosh
Chodesh. He had been known for having a leap of faith.
Nachshon went to the Yom Sefer.
Because he said, oh, beautiful, that was beautiful. Very good. Anyway, so that's the Nachshon, that's the Korban Chatas Nachshon. And then there was a third special one, which was the Chatas for the inauguration, just like we had the special Korban Mincha that day, and the Korban Shlomim that day. We had a special Korban Chatas that day for the inauguration of the Mishkan.
You said there were three, and so the inauguration Chatas, the Nachshon, and the Rosh Chodesh.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very good. So now, if you want to just see this in the Rashi, middle line of the Rashi, midway, right, everybody halfway down. That day, some tumah touched the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and therefore became disqualified, and they had to go and burn it. Why? The reason why they brought the Seir Rosh Chodesh that day was because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they sang the Hallel that day, etc. And the Tavon Karm Musaf. Anyway, the Tavon Tefillas Musaf. So Shehukam Mishka Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'hu haya Shmini Limiluim, because this was the eighth day of the Miluim, because it was 7 days of Miluim prior to Rosh Chodesh, and now Rosh Chodesh is the eighth day, and that's the beginning of Parashat Vayhi B'Yoyim HaShmini, eighth day of Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh. U'shloicha Se'irim Karu B'Yoyim, there were three Se'irim that day, meaning three Korbanos Chatas. One Se'ir Nachshoyim, that's Nachshoyim and Minodov, the first of the 12 Nesiim, because of the leap of faith that you said. And Se'ir Rosh Chodesh, U'nesor Shebo L'shoh. L'shoh means in honor of that day being the inauguration day, the Mishkan Hakomas, the Mishkan day. Which one of the three was burned? The Rosh Chodesh Tikkah. That's the regular one. That every Rosh Chodesh thereafter, every time they brought such a special korban seir chatas. And of course, normally it was eaten. That day it wasn't eaten. Why wasn't it eaten? And why was it burned? Oh, so that's the machlokes that we have in between the two braises. Where one braise said that anina surfor, nobody can eat it. We're all eating it. That's why they had to burn it. The other braise said, no. Al-Saninus, they were able to eat it. The reason why they couldn't eat it is because, unfortunately, it became tongue. And now Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Tongue, Rabbi Nechemia will prove it to you that we're right. It was because of this unfortunate accidental tumor, that's why it was nifted, not because of the Aninus. Because if it was because of the Aninus, then number one, if imata oimim ne Aninus nisrafa, they should have burned all three, not only the Chatas Rish Chodesh, but the Chatas Nachshon and Aminadab, and the Chatas of Lefi Shah of the inauguration, that comes to Mishkan.
It was the Gavra, not the Chetzah, that was the problem, if it's Aninus.
Exactly, if they're Aninim, they can't eat any Kabbalahs. And Nover Achen, meaning V'oid, Hayu Ro'i L'Oichlon L'Erev. Even though an oinin cannot eat it during the day, but why couldn't he eat it at night? If you're telling me that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to go and specially eat it, oinin can't eat it, but at least Aninus Laila. So even if you hold Aninus Laila is the Araisa, says Rashi, and remember we have both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon talking here, and Rabbi Huda was one that said that Aninus Laila is the Araisa, but even Rabbi Huda said that that's only the throughout history, but not on that first day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. So if you look at the brayso that we had on Kufam Beis, you don't have to turn any pages, but Tanya, the last three lines, and this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, Hein hayoyim, ani hayoyim osur, v'layla mutter. Today, during the day, als oinin, I must eat kabbalas. V'layla, I can eat at night. Uledoyis, however, for all generations, bein bayoyim, bein balayla, osur, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda that holds him in HaToira, Anin is Laila deraisa, but for all doyis, but not that day of the Kamas of Mishkan. So therefore, I mask him to you, they were all oininim. But say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, to Rabbi Nechemia, why do they have to burn the carbon? If they thought that they have to burn it because they're oininim, we want another one? You haven't decided yet?
Something to drink with.
Okay. If there's no milk downstairs, there's orange juice in the egg. You can add that to the coffee
cup. Milk downstairs in the coffee cup.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now the Gemara cup of the coffee cup. So.
What do we do with the Gemara that we and or is it? Shadi Tesom and Aleph, that parasha there.
About what? About Paraduma?
Makrivonin.
Yes.
They know ochel. So that's a machlokas kenayim.
No. See, that price says very clearly the kohen gadol is not allowed to eat it.
Right.
So according to the man, the yom holds that ne anina serfua because you know you're not allowed to eat it, and that's why they burned it. Right. According to the other man, the yomer. Oh, he holds that this was a special day because kasher two vesi, two vesi. Because the Baruch Hu said, "Today, eat your korban mincha. I know that you happen to be oinim, but eat it anyway." We're going to deal with this shortly in greater detail. But in the meantime, the Yehuda and Reb Shimon say back to Reb Nechemya, "Don't tell me that the reason why Aharon HaKohen sanctioned the burning of the Seirish Chodesh because of aninus, because we have three reasons why you're wrong." Number one, if they couldn't eat because they were oinim the Seirish Chodesh, what about the other two? They should have burned all three of those karbonos chatas that were brought that day. We only find that they burned one. Okay, they didn't eat it during the day, but they could have eaten at night. Because even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Aninus Laila Deraisi, he also holds that oinim could have eaten at night. That so why did they have to go and burn the Seirish Chodesh? Wait until night and then they'll eat it. After a taste of chavim, dovarachen nochat pshat, or really v'oydish lema. Vali pinchas oyimoyim. Why do you say that there were no other kohanim? There was another kohen. Pinchas could have been. What's your kasha?
It wasn't a kohen yet.
Until when?
40 years later.
Okay. So the good news of the boysa is the Gemara is going to ask that on the Amud Beis. Okay. So if everybody has patience and gedult, miyad Hashem, we're going to deal with that issue. But in the meantime, the Gemara says Pinchas was there. Pinchas, Baruch Hashem, was young. He could have eaten a lot of the carbon. Why did they have to go and burn it? Pinchas was not an onan. He could have eaten from the carbon.
Why wasn't that an onan?
It was because his uncle passed away, not his father, right? Pinchas ben Elazar, and Elazar was the Elazar v'samar ha'nisarim. So therefore, Nadav Aviyu were his uncles. He was a nephew. Nephew's not an onan, so he could have eaten.
That's a good point.
He was the only one in the next generation born?
Yes, the only one that we know that the Torah refers to. There may have been other children, but the Torah doesn't mention their names.
But the only one that became a Kohen.
Only one that became what? Oh, that because of the Maisa?
Of Zimri.
But the Maisa Zimri took place later. Right. Is that where they're going? Yeah. Shkoyach, everybody. The Gemara is going to ask in the Yomid Beis, where Mietchim going to come to it. There's another Kasha, too. Who did the Avoida during the first 7 days?
Moshe was the lady, but it ended when on the first of Nisan.
Okay, so...
But he was Kohen only, he was a Choluk Lavan for 7 days. He did all the work, but that expired. His Kuna expired.
Okay, well, you'll see a Mietchim in the Yomid Beis. The Gemara is going to say a day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kohen Godel even on the first day of Nisan. So therefore there were two Kohanim Gedolim, if you will, Moshe and Aharon, and Moshe could have eaten, because for Moshe it certainly wasn't his, he wasn't an Oinein. So mention that's going to be another Kasha. Okay, so now Baruch Hashem, everybody is yearning to find out what's the answer about Pinchas and about Moshe. We'll see Mitchum the Omid Beis shortly.
Even though he was the Rebbe,
yeah. Okay, well, Pinchas are Yimon, so why couldn't he eat it? Fine, those are the three Kashas. We're going to deal with each one of those three Kashas in the Omid Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon posed to Rabbi Chanan. Bottom line is, Rabbi said, with this we forenfer our stira of the two brises. The first brises said that even though you're an oinen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, aninus yoichluha, repeating it three times, chen tuvesi, tzivesi, chen tziva, aninus yoichluha. The second brises said, no, you're not allowed to eat it, but aninus, but two nish, and therefore, don't they have a stira? One brises says, yo, one brises says, nish, and the Gemara says, it's a machlokes, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Says Rav, you don't have to make a machloikis. Rav, I'm either be either mechemihi. It's really Rav mechemihi is both prices. Play kasha. Can't be kachi shah, can't be kachi doyris. It depends which kachim we're talking about. Kachi shah means those that were miyuchad for that day. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, today, it's Shmini Limilun. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Today is the inauguration of that Komas HaMishkan. Any special kabbanis, eat, notwithstanding the fact that you're oining him. By Ninas Yechua. So that applies to the carbon mincha that was brought that day. Minchas Tzibur. Whoever heard of a Minchas Tzibur? Yeah. That day they brought a Minchas Tzibur, which was eaten. It was not burned. Very, very special. And the carbon Shlomim of that day. And the carbon Chatas of that day. All of those should be eaten, even though you're oining them. Because Kasher Tziva Hashem Kichain Tzuvesi, Kasher Tziveisi, Ba'aninus Yoichluha. That's what Rav Nechemya said. Absolutely. Why did they go and burn the Karman Chatas? Because that was a Chatas Rish Chodesh. That was Kochi Doirois. That for all generations, we're going to continue bringing a Karman Chatas every single Rish Chodesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say Aninas Yechlur. Only those special karbonis which are brought today, those had a special din. The special din was, of course, the inauguration, and therefore you eat it even though you're aiming it. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which you bring anyway because it's Rosh Chodesh, that do not eat, and that's what Aharon sanctioned the burning, and eventually Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what, you're right, I agree with you. And now that we have this background, so bottom line is, there's no steering now between the two prices. Here we're talking Kodesh Yishor, Baninas Yechlur, here we're talking Kodesh Doiris, go and burn it, Baninas Sorfur. Now, since we've had this background, we have now both Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan being Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Gemara asks, what's the Shakla Vitari of the Psukim? And it's very, very Gishmak. We're going to go through the Psukim that we went through earlier, and you'll see how each one explains the Shakla Vitari. Dr. Gemara, you want memory? You can take this Chumash over here. Okay. It's in Shmini, Perek Yud, Psukim starting from Revi, Pasuk Yud Beis, going until Shishi, from Revi to Shishi, in Parsha Shmini. Right? From Revi to Shishi in Shmini. Good. Now that we have that, can you imagine? Zokti Mar, yes, from Nochem Yehech Mitar, Zulani Kroi, Rabban Yehech Mitar, Zulani Kroi. What's the Shakla Mitaria of Moshe Benu and Ahar? So we start off with Ramchem. Ramchem Mitar, Zulu Hachi. Madula Chaltem. Says Moshe to Aharon, why did you go and burn that carbon chatas? Why didn't you eat it? Matul echalt. Omaloi Moshe laharon. So Moshe said to Aharon. And now the Gemara is explaining the psukim. Shema nichnas doma lefnai v'lefnim. Our Gemara says lefnai v'lefnim, but the Shita corrects it. Shema nichnas doma lefnim. Maybe the reason why you didn't eat from the carbon chatas is because you made a mistake on that pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Maybe by accident, after all, today's the first day of the Mishkan. Yeah, they've had 7 days of rehearsal, but everybody's entitled to a mistake. And so maybe by mistake, they took some of that dam chatas and they brought it, lefnim, into the heichal. And because of it, in times of the chumish, the oil moyed, and maybe that's the reason why you're not eating from it and you burned it. Amaloi. Hein lehuva ez dama, says back Aharon, no, you have nothing to worry about. We did not bring the dam into the oil moyed. That's not the reason why it was burnt. So then Moshe Rabbeinu continues on. Shema chutz l'mechitzasi yotzes. Maybe it became possible b'yoytze. It went out of the chotzer, and that's the reason why you went and burned it. Now, where does it say that in the pasuk about this possible b'yoytze? Because the lashon of the pasuk that we quoted before, Shema nichnas madu leichaltem. Oh, pasuk number two. Hein lehuva ez dama el hakodesh penima. So, pasuk, you learn these words together. After all, you just told me, Aharon HaKohen, that the blood did not go into the kodesh penima, meaning into the oil market. So, ochel toichle, I said, why didn't you eat it? But the Gemara, it splits it up into two concepts. Hein lehuva ez dama. There's no question that you didn't go and bring the dam where it was not supposed to be brought. Aha. So what happened then to the dam? Why did you go and burn the carbon? And number two, you didn't take it outside, but you left it el hakodesh penima. You left it inside the kodesh, and so therefore another reason why did you go and burn it? Achol toichli oisah. There's no excuse for your going and burning it. It didn't go in to the oil moed, and it didn't go outside. It remained in the kodesh penima. Of course, that's not the poshim shad, but that's how the gemara puts it. So yeah, omli moshe lahan shem nichlas dama lechnai v'lefnim. Amaloi no, hein lehuvas dama. Shem achutz mechitzas yotzes. Amaloi no, but kodesh oisa. It was ala kodesh panim. It didn't go out. So v'dilma ba'aninas ikrivuha, ikrivtua ubesaltua. Maybe the reason why you didn't eat it is because you brought it ba'aninas. You remember the beginning of the Masechet and Daf Tezvav. We said that a whole slew of kohanim, if they do it, they bring the carbon and they were pasul, then the carbon becomes pasul. Including Ishtu Yayai and Mechusari Begodim. And one of them was an Oinen. If an Oinen does the Avoida, that carbon that he did the Avoida on is possible. So maybe the reason that you burned it is because the two boys went and, Elozer and Isamar went and brought the carbon be Aninus and they passed it. Maybe that's why you burned it. Omaloi Saharan says, Moshe, my dear brother Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chihei Mikrivu, Aniyah Krafti, they didn't go and bring the carbon, I brought the carbon. Vushtaitas to in the Pasik. If you go in Pasik number 4, Vaidabra Haran El Moshe, Hein Hayoim Hekrivus Chatosim Yes Oilosim Lefne Hashem. The way the Gemara is interpreting it now, we're going to see this again on the Amud Beis, the word Hain is from Lashon Haim, meaning they. So Moshe, Aharon is saying to Moshe, you're accusing me of going and burning the carbon because my two sons brought the carbon baninus and they passed it. Did they go and be makam the carbon? Chulila, I brought the carbon. Since I brought the carbon, I'm allowed to. And Oinen Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoid. In fact, he's supposed to. Min mikdash lo yeitzei, v'lo yichal eis mikdash al hakav. I brought it. So don't have tanis, and maybe it was brought by Oinen. I brought it myself. The Amalek. So now Moshe Rabbeinu kind of does a quick summary. And he says to him, Hein lihu v'sadoma. It didn't go inside into the oil and white. Uva kodesh hoisa. It didn't go outside into the, to be usher b'yoytze by leaving the kodesh. And it wasn't brought paninus. No. Achol toichli oisa kasha tzivesi. Paninus yechlua. Why didn't you go and eat from the carbon? Why did you burn it? That's why v'yoytzeif Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. All the other possible solutions or excuses have Aharon said, no, it's not true. It didn't go inside, it didn't go outside, it wasn't brought by Ninas. No, so why didn't you go and eat it? Kasher tzivesi. Amaloi, so now Aharon is responding, Vatikrona isi ko'ela, v'yachalti chata sayoim v'hita be'enei Hashem. What does that mean? Says now, again, Aharon HaKoyin to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem lo shamata ela b'kodshi sho'a. This is Rava speaking. Remember, Rava said the difference between the two brises, his kodshi shor and his kodshi doirois. Mm-hmm. Now, where did Rava take this from? He's saying that that's pshat in this pasuk that, according to Nehemiah, this is what Aharon HaKohen is responding to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's saying to him, if it would have been vatikrena oisi ko'ela, if this would have happened throughout the year on your normal regular carbon, v'chalti chatas hayoyin, if it would be your standard kodshi doiris kabanis, and I would have done ka'elu ba'aninus, I would have eaten it. Would Hashem Yisbarach been happy with me? So what's the pshat in what he's saying? Shem le shemat, Moshe Rabbeinu keep on saying three times, tzivisi tzivesi kasher tziva Hashem ba'aninus. Maybe le shemat al b'kodshi shor. Di b'kodshi doiris, if you're talking about kodshi doiris, like this Rosh Chodesh dikka chatas that we have brought today, kodshi doiris. How am I allowed to eat the baninas? Kavachoymer maaser akal. I can make a kavachoymer from maaser shiny. Uma maaser akal. Omre Torah. The person has to make a statement. Liachalti vioini mimenu. When I was an oinen, I made sure not to eat from the maaser shiny. The kodshi doidos. Kodshim. Which obviously on a much higher madrega than maaser shiny, and even higher than truma. Tumai kodshi doidos. Particularly kodshi kudishim. Like kodshim lechamada nevada. I'm an oinen. How can I go and eat from it? You said the baninus yechlua. You were talking about kodshi shor, special kabbalist miyuchad for today. You weren't talking about kodshi doyrois. Miyad, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, v'yishma Moshe v'yita ba'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? You're right. The only command that I got from Rabbeinu Shlom, which I repeated three times, kashet tivisi, kashet tivesi, etc., that was only kodshi shor and not kodshi doyrois. And the Gemara now adds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Raya Mehemna of Klal Yisrael, the greatest Posek, the greatest Yodea Torah of all generations, Moshe was Hoide V'loi Voish Loimar. V'loi Voish Moshe Loimar. Hoide means that he acknowledged, he agreed, confessed, and he was not embarrassed today. Loi Shemati. He didn't even go and say, no, I didn't hear that. In other words, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say that, I didn't hear it. Ela Omar, he said, full-blown acknowledgement, with embarrassment, Shamati, you're right. I, in fact, remember now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that distinction, like Briska Torah Tzvei Dinam, is Kodshi Shor and Kodshi Doirois. Kodshi Shor, eat. Kodshi Doirois, don't eat. You're an Oinein. Shechachti, and I forgot. That's why it's impossible. Yishma Moshe, v'yita
b'enav. How's
Moshe forgot? I wouldn't say it. None of us could say it. Because
Moshe got angry.
That's another chazal. Agamar doesn't go over here. Agamar says elsewhere.
It's a great example of how we should behave.
You interrupt your continuity of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you get angry,
that's another Gemara. Gemara Taka says, except that if you go and anybody that gets angry, then unfortunately he can lose it, so to speak. It says the same thing also, Legabe the Mereks. Lafchad, if he
dealt with it. Yeah. Was the model of what we should.
Oh, Hoyde Vilevosh.
What do you say about those Safcha?
There too, Moshe Rabbeinu had forgotten what the Alocha was, and they were Zoicha, and he was not Zoicha, and there was also some sort of lashon of that he got upset, whatever. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so this is how Reb Nechemya interprets all the psukim, remembering that Reb Nechemya was that said that the anina serfua, the reason why he was burned, because he was an oinen, and like Rava added, that even though an oinen was allowed to eat kashet tzibesi, but not a kotchi dais. Now, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Heichi Matar Tzulu, how do they explain the shakal matar of the psukim? And you'll see the first 10 psukim, the same thing, exactly the same. Why didn't you go and eat the korm chatas? Shemen nichnas doma lefnai lefnim, or on the side it says lefnim, is because the dam went into the oil moyer. Omaloi, so Aharon said, hein lehuva es doma na chas v'shulm, the dam did not go into the oil moyer. No shemen chutzum chitzasi yotas, maybe you went out and it became possible b'yoytze. Omaloi, hein bakoydish hoysa. No, it was bakoydish the whole time. What was the lesson of the possible that we had? Hein lehuva es doma, period. Ela Kodesh Benima, it was in the Kodesh Benima the whole time. It didn't go outside. Maybe you brought a banina to Pesol Tua, like Yomar says back in Daf Tezvav, then Oinen passes with his Avodah. Omaloi, Moshe Beinu, Heine Krivua, you think I allowed Elozov Yisamer to do the Avodah, the Pesol Baninas? Ania Krivtia, I brought it. That's word for word the same as before by Reb Nechemya. But now we continue on, according to Behudah of Reb Shimon, says now Moshe too, Aharon HaKohen, the Dilma Agav Mira Raichu Peshatuba, the only other thing that I can think of didn't become possible b'yotze. It didn't become possible that it went into the Heichel, into the oil might. It didn't become possible because they did the Baninas. Mistame became Tame. And probably you know how it became Tame, because of Yomariris. Says Rashi, two lines on the bottom. Raichu Tzarechem. Nebuch, he was so brokenhearted. Nebuch losing a Nodav Aviyu. And that's the reason why you were poshe, you were negligent, and you allowed it to become tamei. Amalei Moshe, so says Aharon back to Moshe Rabbeinu, kachani benecha, that's the way you think about me, shani mavazek kodesh shemayim, that I chas v'shalom should be negligent when it comes to a maisa. It's like I was b'mariris, but there was no hesach adas. Every single moment I was thinking about the kabbonis, and they should still be b'kedusha, and I put away my own feelings. Everything LaHashem, with this Hashem, that's how you embarrass me to go and accuse me of that. But Tikkuno Isiko Eila, Vafilu Eila Vicho Eila, even if I would have had double Aninas, besides Navavi, other reasons for Aninas Chas V'Shalom, Eila, this Aninas and Vicho Eila, Chas V'Shalom, other. Engli Mavaza Kot Shemaim, I would still be so careful about Kot Shemaim. Omaloi. So now Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Vihain Lehuvas Dama. It didn't go into the Almighty. Of a Kodesh Hoysa, it didn't become possible be Yoytze. And it was not burned by Aninas. And because of your terrible situation, you were careful not to go and allow it to, even though you were Bitzar, you didn't allow it to become Tomei. So why didn't you eat a Baninas? Amaloi. So now says back Aharon HaKohen to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemle Shemat El Balayla. Maybe you only heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Baninas Yechlua to eat it at night. Why? The Ibayoim, how can he eat it at Yoim? And now we repeat what we said before. Kal v'choyim ma'aser akal. Ma'aser akal omre toiro v'yechal t'vonim imenu. That you're not allowed to eat if you're an oinen. You're not allowed to eat from ma'aser sheni. Kodesh chomu l'koshken d'chavada d'avada. So how can you even think that I would have gone and eaten it Baninas b'yoim? At night, efshar b'nish patog. Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy with the whole discussion. And again, the Gemara repeats, even again according to Yehuda and according to Reb Shimon, Loi Voish Moshe Loimar. Moshe Rabbeinu was not embarrassed to say Loi Shemati, Ela Shemati V'Shachachti. I heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I forgot.
Can we just review that last part outside?
Sure, please, by all means.
How do they explain outside? How do we explain Sikkim? Moshe says. Why didn't you eat it? It wasn't brought in. It wasn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
What's our answer for the most of this dialogue?
Guess what? We're not finished yet. We're still in the middle of the story. Okay. So now, breaking Moriets. Okay, I understand. Aharon is saying, I cannot eat it during the yoim because I'm an oinen. An oinen is not allowed to go and eat from the carbon. You're going to go and tell me. Why was it burned? Why didn't they go and just eat it at night? If everybody agrees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, there's a tzivoy, and you have to eat it even baninos, said Aharon HaKohen. maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu said only at night, not during the day, because after all, so I'm going to eat it tonight. So if they're going to eat it tonight, so why did they go and burn it? So Deka should have eaten at night. Why was Vihinei side of? Somehow there was an oinus, some sort of accident. We don't know what the accident was. Maybe they were shechting an animal, and the animal in the middle ran away and became an avail and fell down on it. Doesn't say what happened, but there was a tuma boinus. And this is not soiser the omid aleph, because there we're saying, said Moshe to Harim, maybe because you were so brokenhearted, and therefore, because you're memriris, you weren't careful. I was so careful, but you know, accidents will happen everywhere. We were careful, no shoygigs, no mazes, nothing, but there was an oinus. What the oinus was, it doesn't tell us. Okay, so that's the reason why Lamasa, they didn't eat it that night, because it became tomei, the oinus, and therefore they had to go and burn it. So now that we've gone through the two versions, like Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, why ultimately it was burned, Bishlam l'Rabbanan, haynu d'chsev, I understand why it says hayoin. Now where does it say hayoin? If you go back to the pasuk that we had before, here it's pasuk number one at the top in the right-hand margin. There are two times the word v'hayoyim in that pasuk. First we're going to dash in the first, and then we're going to dash in the second. The pasuk begins, v'yidabar haran al Moshe hein ha-yoyim, hekrivus chatosim yisaylosim. Then you see at the end, v'yichalti chatos ha-yoyim, hayita b'eini Hashem. And now the Gemara is dashing first the second ha-yoyim, v'yichalti chatos ha-yoyim, hayita b'eini Hashem. As Bishlam Rabban, haydin d'chsiv ha-yoyim. I understand why it says ha-yoyim. Because we just said in the discussion that Aharon said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's true, you heard that they should eat it even by ninus. But I'm sure you didn't mean during the day, because during the day you're not allowed to eat it. An oinen is not allowed to eat. Even a kohen gadol is not allowed to eat oinen during the day. Maybe you heard a ninus laila. Maybe that's the hayoim. He's saying, v'chalti chattas hayoim, if I would eat the chattas today, hayita v'yen Hashem, would Hashem be happy that I'm eating a chattas when I'm an oinen during the day? Aye, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, but v'aninus yechlua. Maybe at night. Maybe that's what you're referring to. And that itself is also a chiddush, because Rabbi Yehuda said back on the Amid Beis, right, that aninus laila is the araisa, but ledoiras, but not l'shah. So for this isolated time, maybe that's what you heard. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yo, biskerecht, shemati v'shachachti, taka, you're supposed to eat it at night. And so that's why, said Aharon HaKohen, hayoim, if I would have eaten it, v'chalti chatzas hayoyim, would eat it during the day. Hayita b'enei Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want an oinen to go and eat a carbon. Elin Nechemya my hayoyim. According to Nechemya, there's no difference between day and night. The nafkimina is between whether it's kodeshah or kodeshidoyres. So what does it have to do with v'chalti chatzas hayoyim? For the Gemara, what he meant by hayoyim is choyves hayoyim, that there's a difference between those kabbanos which are coming today because of the choyves hayoyim, and those which are coming because it's not Chayves Hayoyim. What do you mean Chayves Hayoyim? Chodshei Doirois are the Chayves Hayoyim. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Regardless, Yom Mishkan, Nish Mishkan, we have to go and bring today that Soy Rosh Chodesh. Ah, since that's Chodshei Doirois, V'chalti Chattas Hayoyim, if I would eat from that Chodshei Doirois, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have been happy? No, because even though you heard Bani Nasi Yechlua, that's only on the Chodshei Shoah, but not the Chodshei Doirois. Hayoyim is referring to Rosh Chodesh. Today is Hayoyim. We're bringing the Soir Hayoyim because it's Rosh Chodesh. On that, you think a Kodesh Baruch would have been happy? Ayita b'enei Hashem. Oh. So that was the Yoyim, according to the Rabbanan, Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Hayoyim is referring to Hayoyim v'lei Laila. Hayoyim means Kodeshi Doirais as opposed to Kodeshi Shah.
Hayoyim is also referring to those Kodeshi Shah too. It's kind of...
I hear you loud and clear,
week,
but
it's a week.
Let's look at Rashi. Mahayoyim chayves hayoyim, about 3-4 lines lower down. And then klaymar kodeshi doirosh in chayves hayoyim shel rosh chodesh. At oyim li lechol oyne. V'hayne chatas hayoyim chatas akavua leyoyim. All rosh chodesh is from that time on for all the doirosh. Miet shemeheri yibana beis amigdash. We'll have it again. All generations always. That's a chayves hayoyim. You gotta go just like it's a chayves hayoyim every rosh chodesh to go and say hallel and to go and daven musaf. Well, you gotta go and bring that carb. So that's a chayves hayoyim. Now this is the first Hein Hayoyim, the beginning of the pasuk. So now, according to Nechemya, I understand why he's saying Hein Hayoyim, meaning that this is the Chayves Hayoyim, the Kodshi Doidus that we just spoke about. What is this Hein Hayoyim that he's referring to? Hein Hikrivu. Anir Grafti. We had this already back on the Amid Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aharon HaKohen, maybe the reason why you burned it is because it became posel, because your children went and brought the carbon, and an oinin posels the carbon. So the word hein, you should read as if it says heim. He says, heim ekrivu. You think my sons brought the carbon? Anir Grafti, I brought the carbonos, and therefore it's not, didn't become posel, banir. Good. Now the Gemara goes back to that Brais on the Amid Aleph, where Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are responding to Reb Nechemiah. And they're saying, Omar, you're telling me that they burned that carbon, the carbon chatos, and the reason why they burned it is because of Aninus. Then they should have gone and burned all three. Or what are the three? My shloshim, what do you mean the three? The sign, you're like, we don't know the Brisa. It says in the passage which we quoted already in the Omid Aleph, here it's number two in the Torah, or Vesir hachatos doresh torash Moshe v'hinei soref. Moshe Rabbeinu inquired about this. So he heard that it was burned, but he got very angry. He got really burned inside him because the carbon was burnt. So now the Gemara dashes. Vesir hachatos doresh torash Moshe. Soir, that's Sir Nachshon. That's a special one of the Nesiyim. We learned it last week on Chanukah every day. Sir Nachshon, that was carbon number one, chatos. Now it's a Vesir hachatos, chatosu chatoshmini. That means the one that was the Kodesh Shoah, like the Karb Mincha, the Karb Shlomim, that day, because it was the inauguration of the new Mishkan. And then it says in the Pasuk, Doresh Dorash Moshe, that's referring to the Soresh Rosh Chodesh. Ah, so in this Pasuk we have all three listed together. Now, it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu heard that it was burned. Yochash Losh and Nisrafu, maybe Taka all three, because that's how the Pasuk sounds like. They Seir HaChatas Doresh, so we have all three of them, the Seir Nachshay, and the Seir Shmini, and the Seir Shchoidish, and he says the next Seir, oh, Tamalim, no, it was only one. Tamalim, Minine, Soiruf. Doesn't say Behine, Srufim, Soiruf. Echad Nisraf, Veloy Shloshan. One out of three, but not Veloy Shloshan Nisraf. Fine. Then the Pasuk says, either they would have eaten the whole thing, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu would have made a nest that their stomachs would have extended so they could eat all of the Kabbanis, and, or, some of it would have given them a nicer, and if it was not nicer, then you'd have to go burn it. What can you do?
Which is a Kohanim? Who,
that only with three functioning Kohanim, right. Aaron and Elazar
and Yisrael. And they could have eaten even though they're in Aninus?
That's the whole discussion.
So
according to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aninus Yechlua, you should have eaten the Mincha, you should have eaten the Chaz V'Shoik, you should have eaten all the three Chatois, and I hear one Chatos was burned. Why was it burned? Mm-hmm. Is it because it went the dam went in, the dam go out, it became possible Yoytze, did the children do it, they avoid the Aninus, all of these things were excluded. So Taka, why didn't they eat it? So now we have a Machlaikis between Reb Nechemiah and between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Nechemiah says that the reason why they didn't eat it is because they were oining him. Yeah, but you said, Aninus Yechlu. Only by Kodshe Shoah, not Kodshe Doiris, and that's why they had to go and burn it. And this was a Kodshe Doiris because it was the Sirush Chodesh. What about Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? They said, no. They could have eaten everything, and they should have eaten everything. There was no din of Aninus Bechlal. Aninus Yechlu, everything could have eaten. They don't make that distinction. So why Taka didn't they? Unfortunately, there was a terrible accident. I don't know what the accident was, but it became Tomei, and as a result, they couldn't eat that one. Only that one. That was the only one that became Tomei. That's the only, all the others they ate. And presumably they ate and made a big brucha, Rishonim, brucha,
Chreinim. Who ate the Shlomim? Who the Baal of the Shlomim? Shlomim? It's a Shlomim.
You're now asking about the...
The other Korbanos.
You're asking about the rest of the Shlomim.
Right.
We're only focusing on the Chaz B'Shak. Zog to Yomar Yetz Vaiter. Echem Nisrof Loi Shlashim. Nisrof. Good. Now it says in the Pasuk, Dorash Moshe. What to stay drishes lamovus upset zwei drishes, amlehu that name machata zu nisrafa the elu munachis. That was the dorash. Why is this one burned and the others were munachis, meaning that they were not burned? You know, manishtana. Ve'ein yedea ezahu, and I don't even know which one was the one that was burned and which were the ones that were not burned. That was the dorash. Kishuaimen. The pasuk continues on. Va'isa nosan lechem laseis etzavoyno eida. That's a Shirush Chodesh, which is losses of Avoyna. That's a Mechaper. The other two were not Mechaper. Each one of those, the one that was for the inauguration of the Mishkan, that was, if you will, ceremonial. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special Hirosha. And Nachshon also wasn't a Korm Chatzis in terms of Chait. It was like similar to an Oila brought as a Doin into the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so with that, we are finished this discussion. And we go back to the three answers that the three challenges that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had against Rabbi Nechemiah back on the Yomar Aleph. What did it say over there? It said in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechemiah said, Ne'anina Sarfur. Then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon said, if number one, how you lishlosh and chisafur, they should have burned all three. Right. Number two, how you roil la'oyuklem la'erev, they should have eaten it that night. And number three, Pinchas was there. So there was somebody to eat it after all. So you were not all kahanim were oyin them. We had Pinchas. So now the Gemara is going and addressing each one of those three times.
Shapir Kamri.
Shapir Kamri, l'choyda, they said to Nechemiah, the right thing. What did they say the right thing? The wrong one. Shabbat Kamri Le, go four lines earlier. Well, maybe you have that here. It's right, you have to have it. Oim Ezeh Sosho Rosh Chodesh. Talk to my Shabbat Kamri Le, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Nechemiah. And for the morning, that's not a kasha, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Nechemiah, Tami, Diyom, Kachi, Shoh, Leipos, Lebaninis. And therefore, that's the reason why one of them was burned, because that one was Kachi Toirais. The other two were not burned, because they, in fact, they were able to eat it. Kachi Shoh, Leipos, Lebaninis. Only one was burned, only the Kachi Doiris, which is the Rosh Chodesh Tikkun. The other two were not burned, and they were eaten, presumably. Omamar. Now we get to the next time. Should have eaten it that night. You told me you can't eat it during the day. Well, you can eat it at night. So Tumor Shapik Amale, Kosov Aninas Laila Deraisa. They held that Aninas Laila Deraisa, and therefore you could not eat it at night. Remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosai.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda holds Aninas Laila Deraisa. So you're going to go and tell me, Rabbi Shimon holds Aninas Laila Derabanan. So certainly couldn't Aninas Laila Derabanan. He should certainly have eaten it because Aninas Laila Derabanan. And according to Rabbi Yehuda,
it was exceptional that day.
Exception that day, Zuntai. Well, we was exception that day for only for
the Kachay Shah.
Only the Kachay Shah, but not for the Kachay Doirais. And that's again Rabbi Shimon Litame. Only that day. Why was there a suspension, a moratorium on this in Aninas Laila? Only for the Kachi Shah, but not the Kachi Dars. Good. Zokti Yimara, and the Yom Kamehem, the Meninas, Haile Ochle Erev, Shapik Amalek, Kosov, and Ninas Laila, the Arise. Dovrache, what was the next thing? Vale Pinchas Ayimoin. No. Shapik Amalek, Mizokto, good. Why didn't Pinchas eat all the Kwanis? He wasn't an Oinain. Oh, that's your question of a half an hour ago, and everybody agreed to it, that Pinchas was not a Kohen at the time. So, Vilakar Beluzabret, Dom Rabloza, Om Rabchanina. Laina Skaim Pinchas, Adjahargal Zimri. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until many years later with the Maaseh Zimri. After the Maaseh Zimri, the Kodesh Baruch Hu thanked Pinchas ben Loz ben Harna Kohen, Heishes Chamos v'Avnei Yisrael, V'kanis Kenos v'Soicham, Hini Noisloi Yis Bris Yisholoim, V'Yisloi U'Lazari Achra Bris Kuhunas Oilam. It's mashma that there was no Kuhuna until that time, so he was not able to go and eat from it.
So couldn't he, as Elazar's son, have some of it?
You can only eat from the kodshim if you're a kohen. He was not crowned as a kohen until many years later.
I get it.
He wasn't grandfathered and fathered in as a father.
Yes, literally father or grandfather. And that's what you meant.
Eved,
very good, beautiful.
It's only Zohar, but Kehanim, Yechol, Kodshim,
I don't think an Eved can eat.
No,
maybe Kodshim Kalim, maybe you can eat.
Chazav Shalk also?
Same thing. Chazav Shalk only to the Kodshim. Anyways, getting back, okay, we'll discuss it another time. But in the meantime, Zakti Yomara, that he, so this is the answer that Rabbi Nechemiah is giving to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He didn't say it to Fadish, but this is what the Gemara attributes to Rabbi Nechemiah, that you can go and say, your eitz of giving it to Pinchas. Pinchas is stuck alive and kicking over it. Well, maybe not kicking, but he was alive. But he wasn't a kohen, so therefore he couldn't eat, which was your point of half an hour ago. Rav Ashi Omar, not only didn't Pinchas become a kohen at that time, he didn't even become a Pinchas at the time of Zimri. When did he become the Kohen? Only later on, the times of Yeshua, in Sefer Yeshua, I'm sorry.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu named him.
Exactly. So Rav Ashi Omar Ad Shesam Sholem Bein HaShvatim. When he brought Sholem between the Shvatim. Shenemar, what's the Sholem between the Shvatim? Shenemar Yishma Pinchas HaKohen. Unasiya Eidav Rashi Alfa Yisrael, etc. Now what is this all about? So all of those that are Tanakh experts know exactly what this is all about. All of those that don't, this is a Masa, if you want to look at number 5 in the Torah, Shalom, he gives you a feel for it. V'yishma Pinchas HaKoyin. Notice it says Pinchas HaKoyin. V'nesiyehu ha'edah v'rashi alfa Yisrael asher itoy. Es ha'dvorim asher dibru b'nei Reuven v'nei Gad v'nei Menashe. V'yita b'neiyam. And they were very tzufrid and very happy. Well, what is this all about? So Rashi tells us, al-disala, as we know that the 2.5 Shvatim that lived v'ever ha'yardein, so there was quite a distance for them to get to the Mishkan in the Midbar. So they said, you know what? Instead of every time having to krich to that Mishkan and to bring the carbon over there, let's make our own mini Mishkan, or at least a large Mizbeach, here by Eva Yarden, where we're going to go and bring our Kabbalas. This is reminiscent of an Alexander Shul Mitzrayim, right? That
Elephantine temple.
Good. Anyway, so they made this Mizbeach there for Kabbalas.
Aristobulus and Hyrcanus.
No.
Different. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, exactly. When we get to that Gemara, we'll remember it. But for the purpose of our Gemara, we don't need to know it. But this is, if you will, a historical precedent. That in the times of Yeshua, the 2.5 Shvatim made their Mizbech. And the rest of Klal Yisrael eventually found out about it because this news went viral. And everybody got so upset. And they said, let's go out the Milchama and destroy these 2.5 Shvatim for doing Avodah Zarah. Can you imagine making a Mizbeach, an altar, like an alternative God, Chas V'Shalom? They wanted to go, wah! And before they did that, the Rosh Alfei Yisrael at the time said, you know what, don't get so heated up, don't get so upset, let's first have a dialogue, let's try to mediate. And they sent Pinchas, together with those other Grace leaders, and they went, and they came back, and they told the report that we spoke to the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Chatzishe Menashe, and they told us with the deepest of sincerity, we only mean the Shem Shemayim, we only mean the Rabbeinu Shloim, we only want to bring Karbonis, Chasu Shalom, Avodah Zarah. And therefore, when they repeated this whole story of Yitzhak Beinayim, Klal Yisrael was so happy for Hashem, the other 2.5 Shvatim have not left the fold, they have not glitched, they're not off the derech, they're still together with us. Shloime Emuna Yisrael was so happy. Very good. So at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm now going to crown Pinchas, v'yishmar Pinchas ha-koyen. He has now the status of a koyen. Rashi tells us that even though we find at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aharon ha-koyen, that is not referring to Pinchas. It's Pinchas kama. Pinchas, who was the son of Elozer ben Aharon ha-koyen.
Koyen modifies Elozer, not Pinchas.
Exactly right. It doesn't modify Pinchas. When do we find the first time that Pinchas is called a Kohen? Here, in this parasha, in this Sefer Yeshua, Vishma Pinchas HaKohen. Ah! So bottom line is, Reb Nechemiah has now two answers to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon's Taina. After all, Pinchas could have eaten it. If you're telling me the reason is because of Aninus, they hold the reason was because it was Tameh. But if you're going to tell me the reason because of Aninus, Pinchas was not an Oinen, he could have eaten it. So I have two psukim that either Reb Nechemiah could have answered. He only became a Kohen years later in the times of Zimri, or he even didn't become a Kohen then. He only became a Kohen years later in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. Now the Gemara is going to first talk about these two conflicting events of Zimri and Yehoshua ben Nun. You're telling me that the second man, this is Ravashi, that it says when he did Sholem ben Ashvatim, but what does he do with the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Bris Kahunas Oilam. That's in Parshas Pinchas. Right. I think Mark quoted a few lines before. So Bris Kahunas Oilam, see, he became a Kohen already then. Everything Mark Kiksiv Ahi, but Brachu Dixiv. No, he was not crowned as yet a Kohen. He only became a Kohen later on, times Yeshua. But the Pasuk is already telling you, because of what he did now, and because of what he'll do in the future, he's going to get a special Bracha that his children are going to have Kahunas Oilam Kahuna forever and ever. Now, what does that mean that they're going to have kahuna forever and ever? So Rashi tells us that this wasn't just a bracha to tell you that they're going to be kehanim, but they're going to all be, all the kehanim gedoilim are going to come from Pinchas. Where does Rashi say that? See, Rashi in the third wide line, towards the end of the line, Liyache zare achrav, yimei moishe niskayin, ukishisham sholim, when he made sholim between them, nisyaches, likori koyin, that's what we said, Pinchas HaKoyin, Uliyachi Zaroi B'malis Kuna Liyoisim Kehanim Gedoilim Shloi Hoya Kehanim Gedoilim Elami Pinchas. After that time, there were Kehanim Gedoilim, never any Kohen Gadol who wasn't an Einikol of Pinchas. So you could have been an Einikol from another son of Elozer, something that he had, or of Isamar, whatever. None of them, only ones of Kehanim Gedoilim were from Pinchas. Now, let's finish this Gemara and then we're going to see a beautiful toisis in a moment. Getting back to our Gemara, so a special bracha. But he wasn't the Kohen yet. Only became a Kohen times the issue. V'idach nami haksiv yishma pinchas ha-Kohen. Now, the first man, the Yomer, was Rabbi Lozer, Reb Chanina, that Pinchas became a Kohen at the time of Zimri. What does he do about the fact that the first time it's acknowledged that he's a Kohen in the times of Yeshua, Vishma Pinchas HaKohen? Everyone who liach is Zara Achrav, to go and tell you that his Zara Achrav, that they're all going to be Kohanim, not only Pinchas, but Zara Achrav, all the generations, all going to be Kohanim Gedolim, not all going to be Kohanim Gedolim, but all Kohanim Gedolim are going to come from Pinchas. When was that original bracha? Hoysoloi Lazare Achrav Briskunas Oil. Now, if you look at the last choices over here, V'idach nami yaksiv yishma pinchas ha-koyin la yu'achar zachar achrov, Pirish, mimei Moshe niskai, he was already a koyin from them, u'kishasam sholayim, when he made sholayim between the shvatim, nisyaches likorei koyin, that was the first time that he was called a koyin. Why was he called a koyin then for the first time? Liyaches zaroi, b'malas kehuna, liyoysum kahanam gedoyim. This is word for word like we saw in the Rashi. Shkei matzil medriyam, shkei takan medriyam, shkei hoyu kan medoylem, elemi pinchas. Ubisifri mapikle, how do we know it from? Because it says, ininoysin loy es brisi sholoy, sheomdu mimenu shmoinim kehanim bayis rishon, eide kehanim gedoylem bayis rishon, ushloy shmiois babayis sheni, 300 in the second bayis, vekulan nimnu bisifri, and they're all listed in Sifri, all 380. So we have 80 plus 300, 380. Where do I learn this from? I learned it from the Pasuk, Zifri mapikle me es brisi sholem. The word is to say es brisi sholem, that there were 380. So if you look at the word sholem, leave out the vav just for a moment. Shin, of course, is 300. Lamed is 30, is 330. We add mem, which is 40. 330 and 40 comes out to roughly 370. Yeah, but there's a vav there. So it's 376. We said 380. But you remember the Gemara says elsewhere that the vav of Sholem is the vav ketia. Ketia means that there is a cut in the middle of that vav. So therefore it becomes like a yod. It's not my pshat. They said that's a pshat in this toise and then the pshat in the sefri. That's how you get the 380. Because I'll show it to you. I don't remember offhand. I saw it a couple of years ago. Yes, the cutting remark. So as Brisi Sholem. And who said it? Ayid said it. Because it's talking about the yid instead of a vav. There's a cut in the middle. Anyways, the Gemara gets weiter. Omer Rav, three lines before the white light. Moshe Rabbeinu, unrelated so far. Rav says on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu Koyin Gadol the Choyvei B'Kodesh Shemayim. Hoya, how do I know? Shenemar Me'el Hamiluim La Moshe Hoya Lamana. So Rashi says La Moshe Hoya Lamana. That's an expression means he got a chelik in the Karbonis, and from the Eilam Miluim. And the assumption is that how did he get it? Because he was a Koyin. He was a Koyin Gadol. Right tomorrow. Meisvei. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemia, why did you say that every one of the Kahanim were oinanim and therefore they had to go and burn the carbon? They could have given it to Pinchas. He was with them. So he gave two turrets. But right now, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Kohen Gadol. Let him also. They could have said Pinchas and Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a chayra rai against Rab that Moshe Rabbeinu was not entitled to eat from the Kabbalahs. Everything my domeshani Moshe the Torah b'shchina. Moshe Rabbeinu was too busy to go and eat the kabbonis because he was always busy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yomer Mar Moshe bashkama ola ubashkama yorad. He was constantly going up and down to Shemayim to get messages, to give message to Klal Yisrael from Klal Yisrael back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was too busy to go and sit down and start eating kabbonis. So that's why, maybe that's the reason why we didn't refer him to Moshe Rabbeinu. No kasha on Rav. Meisvei fredim archaba kasha. It says in the pasuk. Now this pasuk is at the end of the parsha dealing with all of the bnei mum. This is the pasuk in parsha Emor, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to look it up, you don't have to. It's a pretty straightforward thing. In parsha Emor, as you know, Emor Kahanim and Yaharan, the Nefesh Tamei Omer tells us the Hilchos Kahan, and then after that it goes into great detail that Davar Haran Lemor Ish Mizarachol Ezeroyt Vasheiyah Vaymum. If you have a coin that has a mum, lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alekav, you should not bring kabbanis. Kechol isha shabay mum, lo yikrav. If you have a mum, don't bring kabbanis. If you're an iver, a piseach, a chorim, masurua, sheva regel, sheva yad, don't bring kabbanis. However, the pasuk continues on, even though he can bring kabbanis, lechem alekav mikodshi akadoshim, umenakodoshim yoichel, he's allowed to eat from the kabbanis.
We had the Mishnah earlier in the parak. You don't have to look at the Chumash, we have it in the Mishnah.
Which you think is more authoritative?
Of course.
Okay. Not that the Mishnah is not authoritative, Chas v'Shalom, but the Gemara is quoting this pasuk, so that's why I'm quoting from the Chumash. Meisvei, you're asking why the Gemara has to quote the pasuk. We have a Mishnah. Good. Meisvei lechem lekami kodesh kadoshim in kadoshim yoichel. Even though they're bali mumen, they should eat from the kodeshim. Now this pasuk seems to be repetitive. They eat lechem lekav. That means the kabbanas. The kodesh kadoshim, kodesh kodeshim. Umen kodeshim yoichel. It doesn't say what the other kodeshim. Presumably that means kodeshim kalim. So they can eat bali mum from kodesh kodeshim and from kodeshim kalim. Frey timar. Im nemru kachi kudishim, lama nemru kachim kalim. Vim nemru kachim kalim, lama nemru kachi kudishim. Why does it have to tell us both? Wouldn't one be enough? He said, Moshe, I'll tell you why. Ilu nemru kachim kalim, you see, oima, they can only eat for kachi kudishim mudu aichel. Why? Sheri hutru lizar vilahen. Because there was a special heter given for a zar. Who is the zar that we're talking about? The Gemara is assuming that we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu ate from the El Hamiluim. This was Kachi Kudishim. Ah, so we see that there was already an exception to the rule that a person is not entitled to go and eat Kachi Kudishim. Ah, so I'm going to add another exception, not only the Zohar, Moshe Rabbeinu, but Lehem, also for them, meaning for the Bali Mum. But maybe Kachim Kalim Lo Yoichel, maybe Kachim Kalim, no, Kachi Kudishim, special din. Now, of course, it's not, it's counterintuitive.
Right, if you could eat Kachi Kudishim, you're saying Kachi Kalim. 100%,
but since I only find the only exception time in history the exception was by the Kachi Kudishim, Elam Ilun, which was Kachi Kudishim, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a heter, so maybe that's the only heter by the Bali Mum. Now forget, and if it would not say Kachi Kudishim, it would only say Kachim Kalim. He said, Oimer Kachim Kalim, Yeh Oichel Shein Kalim. Of course, that's why it's called Kachim Kalim. So therefore, the heter of a kachi kudishim lo yei oichel, because that's a kachi kudishim and efshenish. Kach nemer kachi kudishim, nemer kachi kalim. They have to go and tell both. Ketani mi, what do I see from this pasuk? Sheri hutru lezor lehem. So tomorrow, who's the zor? Where do I find anywhere that a zor is alive? Aren't we talking about Moshe Rabbeinu? Is the charaya that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to eat from the kachim? That's what Rav said at the beginning. V'choy the kachi shemayim hoya. Am Rav Sheishes lo hoy. Bibama lizahar. Kedivri Oimer, yesh mincha bibama. Oh, we're talking about when it says over here that I found a heter in another case. You, Bali Mumin, can go and eat. You know why? Because I have a heter somewhere else. Where's the other heter? By a zar. That a zar went and ate from Kachi Kudishim. So we thought that's what Moshe Rabbeinu eating from Kachi Kudishim. No. We are talking about that every individual in Klal Yisrael is allowed to go and eat a korban mincha, which is brought on a bama, b'shas heter habamois. Not only the kehanim, but even the zarim. In fact, even the zarim allowed to do the avoida on a bama. Ooh, okay. So why does he want only refer to a mincha? Why doesn't he refer to all Kachi Kudishim? So says Rashi, that's very simple. And oil, of course, nobody eats. Right. And you're talking about a chatzis yoshim, chatzis yoshim, bo lechaper, the only thing that they brought on a bama was nedarim and nedavos. They couldn't bring things which were for kapar. That being the case, then there are no other kachim kudishim left, except for the kachim of the shalmi tzibur. But that's only brought on shvuas.
That's not brought on a private bama.
Exactly. And that's not nedarim and nedavos. Good. So anyway, so the only kachim kudishim that you could have brought b'nedava on a bama is a mincha. Is in fact a machloikis with the yesh mincha b'bama. We had already earlier in our mesechta when Van Yama holds no, because they didn't have a klisharis to be makdish the carbon mincha to put on the mizbeach. So no klisharis outside the mishkan and beis hamikdash. Anyway, but according to Van Yama, the yesh mincha b'bama, is very good. So when it says over here that we find the heter for kachi kudish melav davka Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about all zarim at the time of the heter abamais, that it was mutter for kachi kudishim to be eaten by a zar, and that's the mincha by the
kachi kachim mincha.
Mincha is kachi kudishim, right? Only kahan can eat from shiari minachas.
So minchas nedava. Okay.
We'll stop over here. So all the Gemara is telling us is Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the only zar, but also bama. If you hold yish mincha bama, everybody a zar can eat from it.